you would have to actually send a special prosecutor down to the IRS and say, and look over the shoulder and direct them to do a proper investigation, because they're full of anti-Trump bureaucrats at the IRS. The U.S. has been creating trillions of dollars off the books for years and bailing out European banks, for example. That's never come out as M1 or M3. They've never revealed. That's why they've resisted auditing the Fed. So there's a vicious long-term agenda. And I think they really are getting people used to taking dictatorial control over the flimsy reasons. And the medic one's the perfect one, because no one's challenging.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below.
Well, there is a group in Minnesota that's trying to do that against Walz, and they're trying to Governor Walz in Minnesota, because they're trying to flip the a few Democrats. You've already had, I think, four of them flip Democrats trying to end Governor Walz's emergency powers. But we also had a situation where the city of Minneapolis burned for 4 days, and 1,500 businesses were damaged, and like over 300 were really damaged, and our crime rate has tripled, and death rate, fatality rate. So we have a lot of people here that are like, wait a minute, this has gone crazy. So we're a little bit in a different situation than a lot of the other states. But I agree with you. But there's also a governor in California, Newsom. He's going to release, I've heard, 10,000 more inmates. And a lot of them are sexual predators and bad guys. I mean, I understand releasing somebody who's there for marijuana or something really minor. But when you're releasing some criminals that we really need in prison, what are they doing? I mean, are these people being used as to destabilize this country and work with different organizations, these prisoners?
Well, yes, they are. It's an overall process from radical Democrats like Newsom and his aunt, Nancy Pelosi. They really want to bring down the social order of the United States so that they can, one, unelect Donald Trump. Then if you get a Democratic president, a Democratic-controlled Senate and House, I'll tell you, it's war on all of our constitutional rights. We'll lose the rights of free speech. We'll lose and we're already losing it through political correctness. We'll lose the Second Amendment. They'll start mandating all kinds of, medical tyranny. It's going to be like night and day.
Our country is gone.
Yes.
Our country will be completely gone, and it'll be really scary. And you think that Donald Trump will win, even though people are starting to wake up and go, wait a minute, none of this stuff makes sense. I mean, do you think that maybe they're taking it a little far?
No, I don't think Donald Trump will win. I don't think Donald Trump will win.
No, you don't think he will. And that's what I'm saying.
No,
could he win if enough people wake up, or do you think they're going to steal it through?
Certainly. But you see, for him to do that, Donald Trump would have to go on the offensive. Right now, he's being too quiet. Oh, he's taking pot shots on Fauci, and then the White House comes out. Oh, no, he's not going against it. You know, the White House just really undermines Trump. Instead of feeding him the expertise for him to put meat on his hollow accusations, that's what he needs. He needs to be able to come back to the press when they criticize him for attacking Fauci with the details of Fauci's corruption and how he's related to Bill Gates and the vaccine scandals and other things. He needs the evidence. So they don't dare attack him unless he comes back and uses the bully pulpit to really discredit the media and their criticism of it. But he's being too passive. Donald Trump, unfortunately, has a real weakness. He loves to be liked. And so he looks for any opportunity to give in controversy. For example, he retweeted a former television host saying, you know, the CDC is lying to it and everything. And the media came out and criticized him for retweeting that. And then the next day, Trump comes out wearing a mask and saying he's backing the CDC and recommending masks for everybody in the United States. He still won't mandate it. But you see, he just cries out for success. He's too used to being successful. That's why he turns every compromise with Nancy Pelosi into a great success. We won. We didn't win. We lost. But he has to turn everything because he's got this egotistical, you know, he's used to winning and it's working against him. He isn't fighting. He isn't holding the line. We only get the rhetoric.
Well, if he fought and held the line, he might even create more hatred from the people who already hate him.
Sure.
But he will get a lot more people to follow him. I think he would. It's not the time to be liked. It's like being a parent.
That's exactly right.
It's like being a parent and you can't try to get your 5-year-old to like you at every moment. It just is what it is.
That's right.
And at the end of
the day, you need action, you need results. Yes. You know, if he went on the attack and he said, look, this test isn't valid, the CDC has failed to prove to me and my experts that this test is valid, they are over-assigning, attributing deaths to COVID-19 that are mostly just chronically ill people and immunodeficient people. This is no longer a pandemic. I am stopping the emergency order. Go back to work. Go back to school. If he took the offensive, people would, even the mainstreamers that are going along, because nobody is criticized. I mean, the public won't give any press to anyone criticized. They won't let us get in front of the people. It's all positive propaganda. How wonderful it is that we're getting in this together. And if there are any protests that say they're endangering the public health and these people care nothing for everyone else, I mean, it's just a one-sided wave of propaganda. And if Trump came out and used the bully pulpit to defend this as a phony pandemic, he would suddenly, a lot of people would be swayed and say, I better think about this.
Oh, he would, yeah, change things big time. Instead, he's out there wearing a mask. And he did go into a hospital, so I can understand, maybe at a hospital environment. But still, he needs to, he's kind of passively doing the right thing.
And that's where they want him. They want him to be passive and half afraid of his own shadow so that as long as he doesn't go on the offensive, he's going to lose, in my opinion. And we're going to be in real trouble.
I know a lot of people like myself and like you, and I had Mike Harris on, who would all volunteer to do whatever we need to help him and get him information. I know that there are people who are ex-intelligence who would set up people that could just get him intelligence briefs that he could trust and give that to him daily. I mean, we've talked about it on my show. I think there's a lot of things we could do for him. Because we have integrity. I don't want to hurt anybody, and I'm not afraid to do what's right. I'm just not afraid. I'm not going to let my kids be in an environment that has no integrity. And I know that there's others. I know you're not going to do that from everything I've heard about you, I hope. We got other people, too, that I've been. So there are people he can tap into.
Yes, but the point is there's a wall of censorship, a wall of vetting around Donald Trump. Nobody gets into the president unless you're a big donor. And the people who are big donors just don't usually have the principles to fight like we're trying to fight. They can get to see the president. Money can talk. But I don't know anybody who's got real big bucks, you know, that's going to throw at this that has any access to the president. Alex Jones tells me he's access to the president, but I don't believe it because the president doesn't act like he's getting the information. I think Alex thinks that Roger Stone is getting through to him, but Roger Stone really doesn't understand the deep state. Roger Stone has always been in this about himself. Now, I'm glad that he got a pardon. He was railroaded by Mueller, but Roger Stone is a pretty egotistical wild card that just isn't really in our camp. I hate to say that, but he's not going to bat for us. And of course, this Q phenomena, this is a major deep state false intelligence operation trying to snooker the Trump supporters in thinking that Trump is going to, he's been lying, he's been making up stories about detention of 35,000 people, that Trump's going to save us by joining forces with Mueller and taking down the deep state. I mean, you've got to be a real fool to listen to the things that Q is saying and believe them, because it's all a lie and disinformation. But it is keeping people churning so that they really don't get on the bandwagon to expect change for the president. We need to bolster the president to somehow give him the fortitude to stand up for what he instinctively knows is right, but doesn't have the wherewithal to follow through.
Well, he has good instincts, and then he has nobody around him that'll support his instincts.
That's his fault, ultimately.
Yes.
You know,
it is, but we're going to suffer from
it. I
understand,
but he's got the power to fire the people around him, but he doesn't know anyone in the conservative. He's never been a conservative. He doesn't know anyone. Who do you call? You see? I mean, he's talked on the phone to Alex Jones, but he never calls him asking for advice, or Alex would have told him, get Joel Skousen in the White House. He'll set you straight.
Well, I think and it's not even just conservative or liberal at this point. I think it's just who cares about our country and what's right and wrong. I mean, I think we've gotten to the point where you just get a person who has integrity, who cares about not really hurting the people, and you would get a lot more there.
Well, you can't just get a person with integrity who has good intentions. You've got to get someone who understands
the
deep state. You've got to have knowledge, not just goodness. You've got to know what's going on in the world.
I understand that, but you could have, I don't think being a conservative, this is where I'm going. I don't think being a conservative makes you anti-deep state.
Right.
I think anti-deep state is what's right and wrong.
Yeah, but it takes detailed knowledge. I mean, how many conservatives know that the deep state killed Kennedy? Well, maybe 40%.
I think most.
Maybe 50%. How many people know that the deep state did 9/11 from beginning to end, including hiring the terrorists and putting the explosives in the building?
I think I think most of the truthers, shall I say, people who are really digging for the truth know that. But I don't think regular conservatives do, because
that's right.
Because
so that's
I know that a lot.
That's a very small percentage, by the way.
Yeah.
That's probably less than 10% of conservatives know that level of information. And then how many people know exactly how it was pulled off and how these, you know, deep state operations have run, how they hired the terrorists, how they work with these things? These are the crucial things that Donald Trump needs to know. And it's not just enough to be good. There's a lot of good people out there who are conservative and who even on the blog circuit.
I know more people on both sides who are kind of coming together and forming kind of this, we're way more joined together because we don't like what we're seeing with the deep state and we don't like seeing what they're doing. And so people who were traditionally on far left, they thought they were always a Democrat. People who always thought they were, because they are coming together and going, oh my God, this is bigger and this is about right and wrong. And they're really researching these things. And so I have like Donald Jeffries, for example, who's always considered himself a populist or on the, you know, more of leaning left. We're in sync on almost. It's like I'm talking to him when I talk to you. There's a lot of people that are on board with this.
And it's true. I mean, even like John Rappaport and people on Global Research, which are on the left, they are in sync with us, that recognizing this is a deep state conspiracy and they want to fight against it. Of course, you know, if you ever to win, you know, we would part ways over free market versus socialism
and
other things. But those are critical towards your fundamental rights someday.
But that's,
you know, because
not,
socialism is a violation of fundamental rights.
But that's way. That's a much better argument to be having than them taking over a country and enslaving us. I mean, totally different level.
Yeah. First things first, I think, you know, we need to join forces with whatever it takes to get rid of this conspiracy of power, which is controlling our government and controlling the FBI and the NSA and the CIA. There's a dark side of every one of those organizations, and the people on the white side of those organizations don't know that the dark side exists, and that's how secretive they are. You know, need to know. You don't need to know about these things.
I had Jimmy Boots on, Detective Ross, and I just love the man. And I did an intro to the show with him, talking about the currency of the powerful is blackmail. That's their currency. That's how they control everybody. And, you know, people who I've talked to think that up to 80% of people in Congress are blackmailed. Now, are all these governors blackmailed, or are they just in?
No, it's more complex than that, Sarah. You know, there is a major conspiracy. There's very, very few who know the entire agenda of where this conspiracy is taking us towards World War III and getting us into a global. There are very few that are privy to that. There's a lot of useful idiots, as Lenin would call them, people who are generally good people, but leftward thinking, and, you know, leftists, a lot of leftists aren't just outright Marxists or communist radicals. They really want to help people. They just don't see that socialism destroys rights and destroys the hidden victims of socialism. They just don't understand that because it's not in our education system. We only think of the positive about helping the poor. We don't talk about the unworthy poor, the problem of giving money and destroying people's lives through welfare. But they use a lot of useful idiots. They use a lot of predictable people they put in. So they don't have to tell them, look, you're part of a conspiracy. That would scare them off. They feed them the politically correct line, and they nod their head and they go ahead with them, because most people are in this because they're, one, afraid to buck the establishment. They know it would crucify their political career. Now, they don't have to be blackmailed yet. That only comes as a last resort.
Then I always say there's three groups. There's the people who are clueless, who they can get to do anything, and they don't do it. They're just clueless, so they can manipulate them and do what they want with them. There's the other group that get it, and they are working to try to either blackmail them or get them out of office. And then there's the other group that are already blackmailed or agree with their agenda in some way because they make a bunch of money. They're psychopaths, and it's all about them and their money and whatever way they got those guys on a carrot. I'm hearing that you're saying the same thing.
No, it's more sophisticated than that. There aren't just three. There's a whole continuum, and they're very sophisticated at vetting people and knowing how much the pressure is needed for one person, how predictable a person is, how much they have to induce them with money or the promise of political donations. That's how they corrupt a lot of them. It's not direct payoffs, but look, we can get this donation to you, this, if you'll take this position. They're very careful to bring them along. Blackmail is only at the very tail end, only used as necessary. And sometimes it's only there as backup. I mean, as long as the money and the position and the power, the wine, women, and songs does the trick, we never have to threaten them with blackmail. They got it if they need it. But it's very rarely up front. Now, we know that a lot of the people, including Republicans, you know, like former speakers of the House, you know, who had gay encounters and things, they kept that hanging over them for years and years. But they let them be generally conservative. It's just like John Roberts, you know, who has this secret gay pastime, you know. They let him be conservative until they need him to change the vote on Obamacare. And then he gets that phone call in the night. Clarence Thomas, it wasn't just Anita Hill. He's a legitimate conservative. But he's got a very bad history of abuse with women. It's not just Anita Hill. They can pull that out when they need, but they don't need to. They allow Thomas to be Thomas. He's a legitimate conservative because they've got Roberts. All they need is one vote to go 4-5-4, and they can do it. They don't need to dig into the other conservatives. But Gorsuch just went the other way on several key cases. Kavanaugh is deep state, for example, even though he's a conservative. He was the second in command to in the Vince Foster investigation. He was one in charge of suborning the witnesses and denying the government attacks on these witnesses. He was second in charge to Ken Starr. He has to be deep state because he covered up for the for the murder of Vince Foster and declaring it a suicide.
So what's going to happen if Biden wins?
Well, if Biden wins, which I'm not sure yet, he's still going to be able to run. You know, he does have dementia, and they'd have to spoon feed and rig the debates and everything to keep Trump from crucifying him. It's very probable that if he picks someone for vice president and then backs out, it will be a maneuver in order to boost that vice president into the nomination without having to go to the primaries. I think that's what Hillary Clinton wants. She controls the Democratic National Committee, and so if we see her as the vice president, it'll be because he's going to step down. But if he does get elected, with a Democrat majority in the House, I think we're going to see a major agenda about attacking gun controls. We're going to see a major climate change agenda. We're going to see carbon taxes coming in. We're going to see a massive Agenda 21 implemented, whereby you're going to have urban densities increased, bans on subdivisions out into the countryside. The EPA will become tyrannical once again. All of our worst nightmare that happened during the Obama and Clinton administrations will be revived again. I think we're going to see nuclear power completely attacked, as in Germany. We're going to see coal and oil and gas as power sources go away. And, the Green New Deal is going to become a reality under Joe Biden.
Do you think that they will create re-education camps if Joe Biden comes in?
No, I don't. I think those kinds of things will be reserved for war. Once war comes, you see, that's what this COVID thing, it's really getting people used to martial law, by dictate. Now, it's easy to accept under the health and the honor that we have for doctors, which is misplaced. But when war comes, you have that same motherhood and apple pie. Everything is justified. We have people here who are undermining this great war, patriotic war. We need to put them up into camps in order to keep them from acting as a fifth column. People who believe in conspiracy believe that we and the government were responsible for this war, that we knew this attack was coming and let it fall. People like Joel Skousen, they need to be in re-education camps or worse. I think that's very real, but they couldn't get away with that under anything but extreme circumstances.
And you don't think that they will try, because a lot of people are very worried that if Biden wins, that they will usher in a pretty extreme socialist agenda verging on communism or technocracy, and are scared about that because we're seeing them implement stuff like these mask dictates and letting out prisoners out of jail and all sorts of stuff.
Well, that's right. But it's not impacting the majority in a way that really bothers us. We don't go along with the mask.
Well, you have to if you're in certain areas, certain city areas, it's really difficult not to.
Oh, that's right. And that's Democratic controlled areas. And boy, I feel for the Republican or conservative people in those Democratic controlled areas. They're really held hostage by this majority. And that's what's so dangerous about democracy, is that the majority absolutely controls and can ride roughshod over your rights anytime they want, especially if the courts go along with it. And we don't realize that this is the hidden agenda, but there is, I think the deep state controls a vast majority of higher judges in the United States.
I would agree with that. Now, you're saying that it's only the Democratic controlled areas, which I live in, so I get to experience that, and it's very awful. That's probably why creating this mask website is so important to me. But they're mandating Walmarts across the country, Starbucks across the country, other major chains, Kroger's across the country. So it's going to affect whether you're in a democratically controlled state or a Republican controlled state if these retailers mandate it.
Well, I just boycott them. I'm not going to Walmart anymore, just like I don't go to Smith's or Harmon's or Kroger's or anybody who mandates a mask. There are people who will defy it until they get to a statewide mandate. And then even then, many of the police chiefs are refusing to enforce this. They're telling them openly, we're not going to enforce this. There's too many criminal problems to worry about. We're not going to go arresting people without masks. So a lot of civil disobedience is coming, and I think we need it. We need it for test cases in the law, too.
I guess I'm one of those civil disobedient people. And if I look like I get all the dirty looks, I figure that's fine, because I think it's wrong what they're doing. And okay, so how can people, this has been a great, first of all, this has been a great interview. You're giving us a lot of perspective that we haven't heard before. I have some really great people on the show, but you have some different perspective. And I really appreciate that, because that's what we're trying to give people, on listeners, is different perspectives and different ways to think about stuff so that we can learn and understand what's really going on. So where can people read more about your work and see what you're doing?
Well, I have two websites. My main website is joelskousen.com. And that's what showcases the books that I've read. I'm one of the pioneers in the preparedness movement. My master thesis is The Secure Home, everything from A to Z about securing a home in preparation. We've got a book called The High Security Shelter, which is how to do a high security concealed safe room within an existing basement. That's people's cheapest alternative. And then my major bestseller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It is selling like hotcakes now. People are extremely worried about being in the big cities because of that's where the mandates are occurring. They're looking to find safe places in more rural areas. My book covers everything from the United States and Canada, as well as internationally, about finding and relocating places for greater safety and greater liberty. My major effort, however, those books were written. They've just been recently updated, including Strategic Relocations, updated as to 2020, just came out, and that's why it's selling so well. In fact, I might say that Amazon has banned my listing. They haven't told me why. It's been going on since July 3rd. It came out in one day and sold 30 books, and they took the listing down, and they have refused to tell me why they did it, kept giving me excuses about, you know, why it's not up, and it's just incredible. PayPal is withholding thousands of dollars of money for strategic relocation sales, claiming that I've gone over some limit, giving me excuses. I mean, it's like Alex Jones happened. The establishment finds out you're out there, and they start to play with your finances.
Can people still get those books on your website?
They can. All of them are available at joelskousen.com, and so they can get those books. My major effort and my efforts is in my weekly World Affairs Brief. I probably understand the deep state and conspiracy and government better than anyone else, and I analyze the news every week from that perspective. And as I said earlier, people can get a free sample copy by just emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. It's only about $1 a week to subscribe and support my work, but people can get that free sample issue to decide if they would like to subscribe. I guarantee it's not boring. And I have unique perspectives every week.
Well, it's hard to be boring on the topic that you're, especially right now. It's pretty incredible. As finishing this up, what do you want people to know as we finish this up?
Well, I am not optimistic. I am a great believer that we've let this deep state get so entrenched in government that I don't think we can purge it. Even if I were president, I'd have to get the goods on these traitors within government, and the NSA is the one in charge of spying, and they're run by the deep state. They would come back and tell me there's nothing on them. There's no evidence. And even if you got the evidence, the courts, because they're controlled by deep state, wouldn't prosecute, or they would throw it out on the technicality. So while I'm pessimistic about regaining our freedoms, I do believe that the Lord always prepares to save a remnant, that we have to continue the fight to divide and get people to make a decision, to know who, to help people understand what's right, what's really going on without rose-colored glasses. I think people need to prepare. There is a war coming. We can prepare. You have to survive the war in order to keep this fight. That's one of the reasons why I've written these preparedness books, so that people can survive. And I think the Lord will provide safe places for a remnant, not just one place, but multiple places around in safer places in the country. And so I think we have to look seriously, not with the rose-colored glasses, that we're in a very tough fight with a very dedicated conspiracy of power, and that we need to get God's help to save ourselves, our families, and anyone else who will listen.
And what can we do? You say we have to keep fighting. So what can we do?
Well, the first place is we have to find the people who are sensitive to truth in their conscience. I never try to convince people about the depth of conspiracy or the problems that we're in. When they give you that glazed look, they don't want to hear it. They don't understand. They're resistant. I don't bother. I only talk to people who sense that something's wrong. Those are the people that I think are getting input from their conscience that something is wrong. They're open to it. That's where it's going to be productive, and you don't get frustrated. And so we have to continue to build the remnant. We have to continue to teach people what's right and what's wrong. And that's through the details. That's why I give out liberal samples to World Affairs Brief, so that people have the evidence. I give the evidence. I don't just do commentary. I get the facts and the details out there about these conspiracies so that people can do that. And then we have to prepare, I think, for retreating. We have to prepare to get out of the big cities at some point. I think that in rural areas, we have more basic people who know right and wrong. We have a greater chance of building new majorities. Even the globalists in government will have to respect democracy to a certain extent. And if you get new majorities, if conservatives eventually are driven out of the cities because of war and an EMP strike, where are they going to go? Well, hopefully they're going to follow my recommendations to go to safer places in rural areas where they can form new majorities that aren't overwhelmed by California move-ins with liberal attitudes, so that they can fight back democratically. We may not be able to win the country back, but at least we can have pockets of liberty surviving in this country.
Well, I hope so. And are there other countries? Are you an advocate of people emigrating out of this country and finding some liberty?
I'm not really. I speak six foreign languages. I've lived all around the world, and I'll tell you, there is no other place in the world where you have millions of potential resistors as in the United States. And people who jump out of the country and go to Central America or South America, I've lived in those countries. I'll tell you never want to make relocation decisions based on current conditions. You've got to look at their legal structure and their corruption structure. You say, what will they turn into in World War III when there's no tourism anymore, there's no commerce, their budgets are failing? They're going to go after Americans' bank accounts. They're going to go after confiscating your wealth. And you're going to wish you were back in the United States, where at least you have millions of people potentially willing to support you, where you're not a foreigner, where you've got rights that you can refer to. So much as I like living in other places in the country, there's no place like home in terms of ultimate safety.
Well, I just think we need more people who will push back. I'm worried that the young have
Yes.
been very indoctrinated and there aren't a lot of independent thinkers. And that's what we need right now, are people who are strong, courageous, and independent thinkers.
And you don't get that in public schools. You have to be the rare exception to come out of public school without indoctrination. One of the great positives, Sarah, in all of this is that millions are deciding to leave the public schools because of the face mask being required and social. That millions are saying, I'm not going to put up with this. They're starting to homeschool. The Homeschool Legal Defense Fund is working day and night to stop school districts who are trying to stop parents from leaving the public schools. And it's illegal. Every state has a legal avenue for leaving and starting homeschooling, and school districts are starting to violate those laws. So remember, if you're trying to get out and the school districts are hassling you, go to the legal Homeschool Legal Defense Fund. They'll help you out.
Well, I have a article on my front page of my website, and it was about how the masks and the social distancing and what they're actually trying to implement. This was a school, couple districts, a state is rolling this out, and it was a video that they put on what it's going to look like. And I'm like, is this a homeschooling ad? I mean, it was so bad. It's on my front page, and I'm concerned that they're going to roll this out across the country. It looks like a concentration camp for kids. And I showed a woman today who was a young one who's just going into sixth grade, and went into tears. She was not worried at all. I said, you really got to see this. You really got to see it, because I'm concerned that you guys need to fight back, make sure they don't put this into your school. And I said, you might want to think about homeschooling. And she's like, no, we're going to get a best. I want my kid to go to school. And then she saw that, and her face dropped, and she started crying. I mean, she's just beside herself and is going to send it to everybody, because I don't think parents understand what they have planned for these kids. And people need to go. I'll put the link below, and they can see the pictures. And it's what they put out. The state put it out. It wasn't some quack or me or anybody else putting these pictures together. It was them, and said, this is what we're gonna go for. It's like kids in a private prison of their mind. They can't touch other kids. They have to be away from them. It's incredible. You got to look at the pictures to see how bad it is.
Yeah, parents really need to wake up. They've got an agenda. In fact, they've propagandized our children for so long, it's not a surprise to me that so many have gone along with this Black Lives Matter. They've been schooled and propagandized in Marxism and in social justice and political correctness, that this is just a natural flow of them. And many conservative parents have lost their children by sending them to public schools.
Yeah, it's so sad. Well, thank you so much for everything that you're doing and for educating people. Please don't give up. Keep going as hard as you can, because it's right now. We just got to keep doing what we can do. People fought wars for a lot less than this.
That's right. It's good to be with you, Sarah. Let's do it
Okay.
again sometime.
Yes, and you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.